Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here at the Church of Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance for another biblical message. Should you desire to contact us, our email is cof.hkd7@gmail.com, and our website is cof.hkd.org. And you can pass this along for free and in original condition. I am Pastor T. John Franklin, and may our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you and yours.
Everyone, may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each and every one of you. Today I thought I'd do a bit of talking on broken cisterns from a physical as well as a spiritual point of view, because I believe a lot of us are involved in these, whether we realize it or not. And of course you recognize Jeremiah 2:13 as the classic verse dealing with that, because it says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." In this day and age of apostasy, you know, there are many people that are abandoning the truth of the Lord for many other things in the occult realm. And first, what we've gone through in the last couple of weeks is realizing that physically things have gone on with our water system that have been tied in with occult things that go back generations and generations. So I thought that's an interesting verse here too. It has the physical and the spiritual aspect of it. But you notice it says, hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. There is no substitute for the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what they say. All they end up doing is getting you deeper and deeper in bondage. And that's why we all should be aware of it. Also, Deuteronomy 18:10-12, it's a fairly famous passage. I'm using this to has sort of point out that the Lord has a definite opinion on one thing. Dealing with the occult, today's day and age says, if it feels good, do it. The Lord does not say that. Deuteronomy 18:10-12 says, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." This is what the Lord's opinion on the matter is, and particularly the word divination I'm interested in, because looking it up, it's from 7081 out of Strong's Hebrew Old Testament, and it means definitely what it means, divination. "To discern, to figure out things by powers that are not of God." Basically, you'd say that is a counterfeit of biblical prophecy. It would be a false prophecy in and of itself. And if you take a look at what's going on today, there is no shortage of false prophecy going around. And the people are falling all over themselves just trying to get into it. But as I said, our family situation, particularly with our water system, has been an interesting one, because we just had to get our third well in 8 years put in at our place out in the country. And in case you're wondering if that's a bit strange, yes it is. You're not supposed to go through them that quick. And hopefully one is sufficient. When the wells are there, the first two anyways, there's an abundance of water. But then, for some mysterious reason, it seemed to really cut back production, almost drying up. We definitely had water rationing in effect now. You might say it's good training for the future. Yeah, but, you know, one thing at a time, so to speak. Yeah, it was interesting. It slowed down in January after we went to Hegwisch, and I said, well, I'll give it some time. I don't want to, you know, sort of rush the Lord. Well, we thought maybe the frost might have got deep in the ground and frozen the springs of water and stuff like that. But you're coming into May, you figure the frost is usually out of the ground by then, and still it didn't pick up, so it was then the time to act. And we contacted the guy we used for plumbing, who's a believer, and he referred us to a well driller, who's the only one in the area who does not use divination, dousing, or water witching. Call it what you will. most of the other guys are in it, because that's what their clients want. And he performed his duties, and he did a good job, and thank the Lord that we have a good producing well. I anointed it, broke off curses, and it seems to be doing good. But anyways, after I was got talking to him, and I told him, I said, you know, the only reason we got you is because you don't use water witching. And we got into an interesting discussion about the other guys who are water witches, who do go about it. Part of the thing he said was these guys were basically making a move on him, so much so that they were even wanting to extort money out of him so that to buy protection so that they wouldn't make trouble for the wells that he had been drilling in. In the past, he said, his business used to have more trucks and more people, but for one reason or another, the people didn't want to work. They gave him trouble, so he just cut back to himself. So obviously the effect of these water witches' curses were working on this guy, and in the process of shutting him down, not only were they into water witching, psychic healing, supposedly being able to heal cancers and stuff like that. You're talking pretty powerful stuff. So I told him we are under a higher authority, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I said, we'll be engaged in spiritual warfare. And I said, well, if you hear of anything going on, let me know. Well, when I came in and was mentioning it to Brenda, she said she could feel in the spirits around something had lifted. I believe this thing has been afflicting us for many years. Little did we know that he was associated with a plumber we had been using, and the water witch's curses must have been coming through the driller on the plumber and on us, getting us for the third-hand benefits passed down the line. So it might be something you guys want to keep an eye on as well, too. But also being out in the country, I think it also shows that most of the wells have been witched or divined for. And as you can see, if something is done through the occult, the Lord cannot bless it. If you're buying a place that has its own well, you might want to anoint it and break off curses from two directions. From them either using the water witching divination technique, or from a jealous water witch trying to put curses and attacks on it to make your well go dry, so you got to go through these other people. The attacks of the enemy are very clever and very well planned. And I think we have to be about our wits to stay on top of it. So these guys apparently were, the water witches were so powerful that if somebody wanted a well and they said there was no water on the property, they'd go over to the next door neighbor where they could discern there was water, and they'd, through whatever occult powers they had, they would move the vein of water over onto the desired person's property so they could drill for water. And that, well, that's interesting. So I was praying and asking the Lord if the water veins that these guys had moved could not be moved back to where he had originally put them. So I'll keep you in tune there if I hear of anything of people's wells there in the future. You know, if they're relying upon witches to do their water, they are definitely being cursed to the Lord, because they should not be doing that. See, it just goes to show you that being in spiritual warfare, there's no shortage of things that you can work on. And it's not that I go out looking for this. I don't say I'm going to devote everything on the occult, because I guess we got enough stuff in our family background that the things of the occult come looking for us, and we just have to fight back in self-defense. But I do know going up to the denominational church, there is no warning given about the occult. In fact, I was even encouraged by an associate minister to take a course in parapsychology, which your pastor definitely knows better than that, but most ministers do not. And how many Christians, how many believers are getting into the occult unawares? And that's why I sound the alarm, to let people know. But as I said, our own family history does seem to include a lot of this stuff with water witching and with the pendulum. In fact, as we were thinking and praying about it, one of the grandmothers passed when born, had some sort of, whether it was bone cancer or something, and she should have died, but her father went to a healer who gave her a string, said tie it around the toe, she'll be healed. And yes, she was healed. But the thing is, the family heritage has been affected for it, because there are very few believers in the family. They have come under a godly curse, and they have gone off in other directions, and that's something I'm going to be talking about later to Kurt Cox, the German theologian and studier of the occult, has said that people who do get involved in this are leaving an ungodly heritage for their children generations later. And that's why we're looking at it today. We're going to be looking at it from the area mainly of the sins of the fathers, because who knows what could have gone on in our ancestor that we didn't know of that we are suffering for today. And as we are closing doors through our own sins and things that we are aware of, the devil is having to use the second, third, fourth, fifth lines of defense to start using things that have been around for a long time, and he hasn't had to use them. These take a lot more discernment to find out, and I think it takes a lot more work on our part as well, too, with the leading of the Lord, to ferret these things out and to deal with them. You heard how Brenda had testified earlier that it made a major break in our family, and how she got a lot of freedom from it. We're not completely finished dealing with this, but do believe we got the demons on the run. And, we praise the Lord for that. So as we've been talking about this bit of water witching, or dousing, call it what you will, I thought we'd take a bit of a look at it to let you exactly know what is involved in it, so that as you're praying about it, you'd be more able to more effectively deal with it. And in case there's any doubt as to it is whether it's wrong or not, why do you think it's called water witching? I think that ought to be a fairly good sample of that. The powers it is relying are not from heaven. They are from a different source. Kurt Koch has a lot of information in his book, which I have here. You can take a look at after if you want. One of them is Christian Counseling and Occultism. Which he has a whole section on this area here. I'm just going to read bits and pieces of it. He talks about this bit of water witching goes way back into history. It's nothing new. It has been around for thousands of years. He said there was also a fraternity of water diviners or dowsers to be found in Rome. They were called aqualegs or water readers. A Juturna, J-U-T-U-R-N-A, a nymph of the water springs was represented with a hazel twig in her hand. This, I believe, is probably one of the bigger spirits in the thing. In Latin, they don't pronounce the J. They have an I, so you can do whatever you like. But J-U-T-U-R-N-A, I believe, is probably one of the bigger spirits in that area. The Roman god of it, so to speak. Okay, Occult ABC has a whole section on that as well, too. A whole section on this. The stick that they are using, they talk about a hazel twig. They could probably use anything. Some use a willow twig. It falls into the category of what's called rod and pendulum. It's the same demons using either one or the other for divining to figure out what's going on. As I say, Kurt Koch has 45 years of extensive experience dealing with this. He has some examples from some history, and I'll just go quickly through this. Diviners normally use a forked willow twig, although some use a rod or fishbone or one of steel. There are some diviners who use no instrument at all, but simply spread out their fingers to detect the earth's rays. Others use a pendulum, that is a metal weight attached to a thread. Since the rod and pendulum belong to the same sphere of operations, the society of diviners, of water diviners and pendulum users have been amalgamated to form the Society of Radiesthesia. Years ago, he met with the president. He says, even Christians are divided on the question about rods and pendulums. However, tying it back into the scriptures, I think it's safe to say we should stay away from them. And he has an example here. He was taking part in a campaign in France. A local pastor asked him to talk on the subject of rods and pendulums. And many of his church members practiced these occult areas. After his address, one of the pastors who had been listening asked if he might speak. He first asked the local pastor if he would agree to this, for I've often found out that those who practice the occult will come up to the platform and say exactly the opposite to what he had been saying. The pastor said, no, you must let him speak. He is our dean. He is over me. So the dean turned and said, you've known me I have to confess that for 25 years I have used the pendulum to find out hidden things. Whenever I asked questions, or whenever I had questions I could not answer, I consulted the pendulum. I have used it to serve my church. Now I have come to see that the use of the pendulum is not a gift of God, but as a gift from below. I must repent and ask you all to forgive me. We well know that before we got into deliverance, the devil really tried loading us up because our neighbor across the road was well into water witching, and the people behind them were the lady was into pendulum. Believed it was the Lord, could swing the thing around and figure out what foods to eat and what foods to stay away from. And thankful the Lord didn't let us get in too far before it pulled us out and got us into deliverance. See, the enemy will do whatever he can to get you out. As I said, goes back to the Romans. The Chinese used it as well, too. Probably the Greeks as well, too. Homer talks about it in his stuff. Now, also, the science of geophysics has something interesting to say about this, because rod diviners and pendulum users maintain that the reaction of the rod or pendulum is caused by what they call earth rays. Earth rays of this sort are not known to science. However, in the occult, they do talk about ley lines and things like that. In fact, they said something along the 40th parallel is supposed to be the site of a lot of the shrines and things like that. It was in Catherine Hayes' last newsletter that she had sent out. Devil's Alphabet, a little short version of Kirk Koch, has something on there as well, too. Because tied in with rod and pendulums, etc., and these earth rays, these occultists say that the earth rays can be damaging to your health. However, they add that these rays can be screened off by means of certain small boxes. Kirk Koch has personally opened some of the boxes, and they usually contain a small piece of copper wire or copper plate. I do know of people in our area who say if you put a copper wire around your property, it's supposed to ward off things such as cancer, etc. I don't find that in the Bible. You know, people go around with copper bracelets, this, that, and the other thing. I think that would fall into the area of screening. They're trying to ward off evil effects. It's too bad they don't use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and start breaking off curses and things like that. Okay, back over to here now. What has he found out? He says, we still do not know what we should understand by the psychic factor tied in with pendulums and rods, etc. But he said, psychic powers are mostly found in proximity to sins of sorcery. If the forefathers up to the third and fourth generation were spiritists, or if they practiced magic or other forms of occult activity, the descendants are usually psychic. And some people are psychic without realizing it. He said, psychic powers may either be conscious or unknown. Others come to realize that they are psychic through some particular experience. Sensitivity to the rod and the ability to make the pendulum react are psychic powers. And he has investigated family histories of people with psychic disposition. And he said, the gift of using these things, he has narrowed down to three ways. The ability to use them either comes from heredity, by transference from a powerful worker with the occult, or by experimenting with magic formulas, as described in occult books. I do know that in our own situation, where the neighbor across the road was getting us into this bit with the twig there, they had rods. At first it didn't work, but when he took and showed, they were able to get a reaction. And that just goes to show the transfer of spirits, of evil spirits in this case, through the ungodly laying on of hands. Probably why the Bible cautions us to be careful who lays hands on us. Anyways, some theologians say that these powers can be purified and then used for God's service. Sorry, that is not scriptural as well, too. You go to Philippi, Acts 16:16-18. Remember, that's the girl with the divination. She wasn't, she didn't have her psychic powers sort of Christianized and turned around. No, they were dealt with so that they wouldn't continue to cause problems. Other people with pendulums are able to give you names and addresses. fortune telling. Well, you've heard of Christians doing that as well too. I guess that's not too much. The people can get delivered and can set free, and Kurt Koch has stories of people who have been set free, which is good. He has a testimony here, somebody who wrote a period in the San Francisco Chronicle, January 6, 76. He says he was a doser whose gift is passed on in families by the laws of genetics. We call it family line curses. Edgar Casey's grandfather was an old magician, I set him up, who had the power to make a broom dance around his room. I guess before the day of acting queens, you had to resort to other things. He was often traveling to search for water with his rod. The ability to work with a rod or pendulum can also be easily passed on. An old doser who guides the hand of a young psychic person can pass on this gift. The effect is seen immediately and a new magician is born. That is the way this person got involved in here. That his father passed the ability on to him, and he has been traveling around searching for water and passing on his ability and demons to others. He said divining with the rod is mentioned in the Bible, also in Hosea 4:12. The Hebrew word for staff in the King James Version means a wandering rod cut out of a forked branch. The prophet Hosea warned the people of Israel against this magical practice. Said 5 years later, he began to read the Bible with his wife, who was a Christian, and as a result, he was converted and accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he also said from that day onward, his various divining rods have been dumb, and they do not work anymore. They can be shut down. He mentioned Hosea 4:12. Why don't we take a look at it? You can see that there is a direct mention of divining with rods in the Word of God. Doesn't say water witching, but anyways, divining with rods is clear enough. Hosea 4:12-14. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Verse 12 makes it very clear. The people, instead of asking counsel of the Lord like they should be, they're asking counsel with their various methods of the occult. Their stocks, like their casting of lots, etc., their staff, and if you look this up, it's 4731 in the Old Testament. There is two definite words for staff in the Old Testament. This one seems to be for divination. It's interesting when it talks about Balaam going on his donkey out to his errands. It uses this word staff in there. I guess at that point he had made the transition from being a prophet of the Lord to a false prophet. It does say that it is a staff stick used for divination. And it's interesting, maybe that's why you see the magicians like Merlin going along with a big stick, a big wand or whatever they use it in their nefarious arts. So the people are using it. It is declaring unto them. It is telling them, people with rods and pendulums. Some of them get so deep in it, they cannot literally make any decision unless they consult this thing first. The lady we knew who had health problems who used the pendulum, she would not take any food or vitamins unless she consulted the spirits to see whether they would allow her to do it. And she had abandoned all her own reason and all her ability to make decisions to this thing, and it led her down the garden path. When we discovered that it was wrong and I tried talking to her, the demons just shut her mind right up. We knew that she would go, could have fainting spells and stuff, and we prayed and asked the Lord to prevent this from happening, but we never thought of the mind, and the demons shut her mind up. And unless the Lord has set her free, she's still into that stuff. But what does Hosea tie in with it? The spirit of whoredom has caused them to err. These people who are dealing in the occult are going to have erring spirits, as it says here, spirits of whoredom. And the Lord does specifically say the spirit of whoredom. There's no way you can say this is not a spiritual entity. It definitely is in the Word of God. Yeah, and it has caused them to go a-whoring from under their God. So, there's two sort of big areas the Lord doesn't like. There's adultery and spiritual adultery. This is mainly talking about the spiritual adultery they have abandoned. The cistern that can hold water, and they've hewed them out themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. We do have the biblical position in this. There's a section here with scriptures, etc. And I'll just go through it. The scriptures are unanimous in their judgment and rejection of fortune-telling. At no part in the history of the children of Israel were fortune-tellers recognized. From the earliest history to the time of Christ, and on into the time of apostles, fortune-telling in all its forms was rejected. Leviticus 20, verse 6. If a person turns to mediums and wizards, or astrologers, playing the harlot after them, I will set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. Leviticus 20, 27. A man or woman who is a medium or a wizard shall be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones and their blood shall be upon them. Deuteronomy 18, we have just gone through. 1 Chronicles 10, 13. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness, in that he did not keep the command of the Lord and also consulted a medium as seeking guidance and did not seek guidance from the Lord. I believe no matter what happens to us, we should first seek counsel of the Lord and then afterwards take whatever action is necessary. When someone in our family gets hurt, we anoint them with oil, pray over them immediately. If the problem doesn't go away, then we either go to the doctor or whatever else is needed. But I believe the Lord wants us to go to Him first, and then after that, do whatever is necessary if He doesn't affect the cure. But stay away from those faith healers, though. You don't need what they got. Next, Jeremiah 29, 8 and 9. Do not let your diviners who are among you deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams which they dream. For it is a lie which they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, says the Lord. I think that makes it very clear. Now, Kurt Hawk has come up with an interesting section, and it says that he's come up with three main areas of people or their families who have been involved in the occult are suffering from certain things, and I thought it'd be good to take a look at from that point of view, because who knows, maybe some of the stuff we are suffering is a result of what's gone on in the past, and while dealing and praying with the occult is good, there are some secondary syndromes, so to speak, that we, at least I've not been working on in the past. And as he says, nevertheless, people infected or burdened by fortune-telling and occult phenomena very frequently suffer in the following ways. The characters of such people reveal abnormal passions, instability, violent tempers, addiction to alcohol, nicotine, and sexual vices, etc. You could probably take a look at maybe any addiction could have some sort of occult root that has gone on to it. Maybe even being overweight might have something to that as well, too. Selfishness, gossiping, egotism, cursing, etc. So, say praying with somebody in the area of selfishness, which I've been keeping an eye on lately. I've been praying about it. Really notice how it's manifesting at work. In fact, I was tempted to do a talk on this when the other one seemed to surface, and I figured, well, I better hit that one first, and I can deal with this other one another time. Maybe when praying with selfishness, we should break off the occult connection that could be there. Maybe there's our sins, or sins of the fathers in the occult that are giving selfishness a legal ground to remain rooted in. And if you're getting prayer and deliverance in an area and then within a week or two, the symptoms seem to come back, I'd say the demons obviously have another root that has yet to be unmasked and has yet to be cut off. As we were saying earlier, dealing with this area of divination and water witching in our family has seemed to made a major break in areas, and you know, we didn't know that it existed years ago. It has come down the family line on both sides of the family. And who knows, could be in yours as well too. Who knows what happened way back when. He also says the religious lies reveal, on the one hand, an antagonism towards religion, callousness, skepticism, a vicious critical attitude, and an inability to pray or read the Bible. Yeah, not just the people who are involved, but this can be a trait that comes down the family lines as well too, as we have noticed. And I just said, those grandmother some generations ago that had a psychic healing, the rest of the family. On the other hand, the pious type reveals self-righteousness, spiritual pride, Pharisaism, hypocrisy, and an insensitivity to the workings of the Holy Spirit. If you're wondering why the Holy Spirit may not be more noticeable in your life, maybe there's occult, not only in you, maybe it goes way back, generations that you don't know of. Might be worthwhile taking a look at. Also, medically speaking, there are results as well, too. Said the families of those involved in fortune-telling reveal in a remarkable way such things as nervous disturbances, psychopathic and hysteric symptoms, cases of St. Vitus dance, symptoms of paralysis, epilepsy, freaks, deaf mutes, cases of mediumistic psychosis, and a general tendency towards emotional and mental illness. Maybe when praying with people with schizo, you might want to cut off the occult. Coming all the way down, because I know some so cases I've worked with, we worked on schizo as such, you know, as it talks about in Proper Names of Critters. But there seems to have been something else there that would not let them get any further. Maybe it's the occult that's in there that's digging it in. It might be something to take a look at. He has an interesting diagnosis here, mediumistic psychosis. Anybody involved in the occult is probably going to be suffering from this, where mental problems and other things like that, and it can affect the family line as well, too. As he has case histories in his book, which I'm not going to read today, but you can look at later. Okay, back to the Bible in Deuteronomy 18. This time we'll read the whole passage. We'll see what God has to say. We read verse 10. How about verse 9? When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. It says very clear, God does not want us to do these things. God does not want us to be in the occult, to use water witching, to use rods or pendulums. We should ask guidance of Him, rely upon the Holy Spirit to lead us. Now why does God want that? Verse 13, thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For those nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered or hath not allowed thee to do so. That is what God is expecting of us. He does not allow us to do these things. Why? We are supposed to be holy. Holy means different. We're to be different than the others. And in this day and age, you really don't have to do too much to be different from the others. If you don't read your horoscope in the daily newspaper, if you don't buy a lottery ticket, if you don't do many other things, you don't have to go around and sing, I am righteous. They look at you and go, what's with you? You don't want to do the things that we do. And who knows, that could open doors as well, too. But God's standards of when this was given back in 1500 B.C. are still around today. He does not want us having anything to do with the occult, and I believe He is revealing more and more things to us in this day and age that we can confess with sins and deal with. Now you say, okay, well that's the fault of, you know, the other side of things. How about the religious side? Is there any sort of stuff in there? Well, of course there is. There is religious divination. You see it on TV if you bother to watch it. And I say it's much more dangerous than the non-Christian stuff because people are being fooled. People are getting into it. And they are being burdened for it. You've undoubtedly seen this book God told me to tell you. And He has lots of stuff in here about that. Just one page I was going to want to make mention of. divination. He ties in with sorcery. There is sorcery in a religious way. Have you heard of something called stichomancy? S-T-I-C-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. This is a form of divination where you let the Bible fall open in order to receive divine direction. You may laugh, but I've seen people do it. They just don't know what to do. They take the book, flop, well, there it is. That's what the Lord has to me. I was even reading about the Azusa Street Revival, and I noticed that Bartleman, one of the founders of it, one time needed a particular quote, and from a certain set of books. It was 4 volumes, each 1,000 pages. He just happened to pick the right one, dropped the book, and it opened up to the right page, and he stuck his finger on what he needed. Well, you can find that in the Bible, maybe, but I can't find it there. I think he was involved in that sort of thing. It's been around for a while. It is well established in religion. The Greeks did it with Homer, the Muslims did it with the Quran, and there's probably others that do it as well, too. Needless to say, we aren't. The following are 3 species of divination given by Gall in his Magistromancer. The total list is quoted in Holmes' book, Yearbook, page 1517. I tried to find it, and I couldn't find any evidence of it in Canada. If you find it, let me know. It's supposed to have a whole list of these kinds of divination. It would make for a good mass deliverance. Start calling this stuff out. Now, though, you can divine by psychomancy. P-S-Y-C-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y is divination by soul, affections, or dispositions of man. Just sort of, the Lord told me to tell you, and this, that, and the other thing, you're going to sell your house and give me all your money sort of thing. You see that on TV and all over the place. Well, what do you do if somebody lays that one on you? Well, you can say, well, when the Lord tells me to do it, I'll do it. Or else if you want to have a bit of fun, you say, no, I think you're lying. And then their demons start to manifest even more. How about omniromancy? O-N-E-I-R-O-M-A-N-C-Y is to divine by dreams. How many people say, I have a dream, and this and that, and this and that. In psychology, they have put a lot of emphasis on dream interpretation, etc. Now, God can and does send dreams, but, if you start getting a dream every night and then starting to divine or fortune tell or figure your future out by it, I think you got a problem. And then there's theomancy, is to divine through the delusion, by the revelation of the Spirit, and by the Scriptures, or the Word of God, misusing the Word of God. Just take a look at the word faith movement. The Bible says the seed is the Word of God. They say the seed is your money, and you better start dishing it over here. And they built a whole kingdom and stole many millions of dollars from it by misinterpreting the Word of God. People would know more of the Word of God. They wouldn't fall victim for this stuff, but, they fall through ignorance. What's that verse? My people perish through lack of knowledge, and indeed, that is true. So I'd say, if nothing else, watch out for those various forms of divination, stichomancy, psychomancy, oniromancy, and theomancy. These are the religious kinds that are going around in the world today. Now, the Lord knew what was going on. In fact, in Jeremiah and Ezekiel, God's prophet stood up and addressed these people and let them know what the Lord thought. Jeremiah 23 is an excellent chapter. Won't be able to read the whole thing. I'll read selected verses out of it, and you, for homework, can check the rest out at a later time. Your pastor will check you. Starting off with verse 16. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. There's vanity. They speak a vision out of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, God told me to tell you, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Peace, peace, peace. And then sudden destruction. Verse 21. God says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. God's prophets had been spending time with the Lord. They would have learned a few things and then been able to lead the people the right way, but they didn't. 25 to 27. I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. There's a neuromancy. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Down to 30. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues, and say, he saith, behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. Anybody trusting in false prophecies is not going to be blessed of the Lord, he says so much himself, because they have fallen a lying spirit. How about Ezekiel? You know, out of the mouth of two a matter shall be established, though. Ezekiel 13, again, the whole chapter is good, but I've had to cut it to the first 9 verses. Ezekiel 13, 1-9. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the false, a foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing, O Israel. Thy prophets are like the foxes in the desert. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, The Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have ye not seen a vain vision? And have ye not spoken a lying divination? For as ye say, The Lord saith it, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God, and my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity, and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Oh, very straightforward and plain. The people who say they don't understand the word of God, it's very, very plain here. The Lord says he's against them, and he's going to deal with them. Ties in a lot of things, lying divinations. That's what I put down as the false doctrine of the pre-trib rapture, is a lying divination that is paralyzing most of the Christian church today. Now they come out again and said, October 92, yeah, that's the year the Lord Jesus Christ is supposedly going to come again. Well, don't hold your breath. If you really want to put them on the spot, tell them to sign their house over to you, their land, their properties, their life insurance, to take effect on, October 31st? That'll really put them on the spot. I don't think they'll want to do it. I remember the last time around, I heard a lady was so concerned with the spiritual condition of neighbors that when she was going to be raptured, she asked the neighbor to take care of her cat when she went flying up into the sky. I guess she didn't care about her neighbor, but wanted to make sure her cat was taken care of. Isn't that foolish? And the workshop I did a bit of the background of the pre-trib rapture there. I think after that, the few people that did come kind of got upset. And they left after. But, well, the truth is hard. And, if we don't even want to look at the truth, we started putting our heads in the sand like an ostrich. And that really doesn't do us any good. No, we got to watch out for these lying divinations. I suppose there's a lot of them out there we don't even we don't even realize. The Lord says these guys have seen vanity and lying divinations and they're just passing it on. And I believe we, as believers, should be exposing this stuff from inside the church, because if we don't, I think we'll have to give answer for it. For these people that are perverting the Word of God, that are out there trying to make their own profit off of people. They are, I think Jeremiah talks about it, they're skinning the sheep, so to speak, and then they leave them, they go on to other pastures. You know, just with the faith healing movement, how many people do you know who have supposedly been healed? And lo and behold, later, it was only psychosomatic improvements of the moment. They were, they say their emotions were raised in the atmosphere that had gone on there, but an examiner, Kirk Talk, has a story of he went around to, I think it was 20-some-odd cases that one of the major faith healers had given him to investigate, and none of them had any healings that were major. He said the diseases or whatever that were organic, he has not known any faith healer to heal any of them. Some problems that are psychosomatic may have some benefit, but for most of them, they're just playing on the people. I was reading here in the book that there's, 1,500 some odd diseases and things that go wrong, but the faith healers stick to a very small group, like backache, like headaches, like sinus trouble. You know, they figure they're hedging their bets, so to speak, that they're gonna get something. And, well, we should be binding and loosing over these guys, try to shut them down, shut down their charismatic witchcraft that they're using. And, you know, keep praying that the Lord would bring the people out and, that we in deliverance would be able to minister to them, healing and deliverance. They might even need a good dose of salvation first, because I'm sure that Jesus that's being preached is not the Lord Jesus Christ of the Bible. But anyways, you know, we've got no shortage of things to do, and but I think we have to look at our own background, look at ourselves, look at our family, get ourselves cleaned up so that we'd be able to better reach out to the other people. Amen. Okay, so we've uncovered a lot of areas. We might as well deal with them now. I think that's the good thing about our services here, that being in spiritual warfare, you identify these critters and you can hit them. I think probably the first thing best would be to deal with confession systems. I think it'd be good to take a few quiet minutes, deal with your own that you can think of, especially deal with the sins of the fathers in these areas. I suggested water witching, divination. You're all fairly familiar with the occult, but you might want to, you know, deal with that. So let's take a few minutes now and have quiet reflection. Okay, so we stand on 1 John 1:9, and we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. So we're standing on that with the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's on Calvary's cross. Okay, so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind the strong Lord, ruling spirits over Prince of Power here, and all evil spirits around each and every one of us, and this whole area as well too, and the whole region. I bind in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to demons. I bind any disturbing or distracting demons in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cut off any reinforcements from the outside that may be trying to put things in here to shut it down. I cut it off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask Heavenly Father for a wall of fire to be put around us to turn back the attack of the enemy, that no more can get through, especially no more from water witches or diviners, that this garbage will be cut off. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to take authority over all the ones down the third realm, I bind them my authority, loose obedience, and I command them to be obedient. And as they go, I command them to go straight to Tartarus, the bottomless pit, or wherever the Lord Jesus Christ would have them go. Also, get up and out right now, the Lord Jesus Christ of Israel. I command you, even once, to reveal what legal ground you may have for staying, especially coming out of the sins of the fathers. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to reveal the legal ground you have for staying. I say the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, evil one. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Heavenly Father, I ask for your death penalty. You say, suffer not a witch to live, so I ask for your death penalty upon all the evil ones of the occult. That whether the demons be stoned or whatever, I don't care. I want them massacred. The evil things, get out. So get out. The Lord does not want us to have anything to do with it. We have renounced our involvement. We have renounced our forefathers' involvement. I break every legal ground and authority you have for staying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cut every root, bond, band, fetter, coil, tie, tangle, serpent, cord, metal, wire, hair, and web. I cut them off to hold them in, and anything else, I cut them off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break every curse. Hex, vex, charm, spell, psychic power, etc. that's on or against us. Any psychic designs, anything coming out of the occult, anything from divining, from water witching that's coming down upon us, or that's coming against us, I cut it off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare it to be null and void. And for those guys sending stuff against us, I return it to them to do unto them as they meant to do to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break all evil, sympathetic, or ungodly soul ties between us and anyone living or dead or us and anything, especially in the area of water witching, divination. Angels, go to it. You have to gather up all the fragmented peace, soul, trick, your mind, will, emotions, restore them to wholeness and drive out the evil that's taken its place. I break off any control holds on us that are trying to hinder us, so we do not want to give these things up. I break these control holds on us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Ask Heavenly Father, you poured all your instruments of burning death and destruction, as you did in Egypt, mainly against the occult, that the evil ones would be destroyed and annihilated. I bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ against you, evil ones. The pure and precious blood of the Lord Jesus, I bring it against you. I forbid any transference among us in the name of the Lord Jesus. When you leave, you head out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. Loose and let go. Get out. Get out, all of you. Get up and I want the deep ones out. I want the deep ones out. I cut off the occult from every area in us that has been holding in the things that have been refusing to leave. I cut them all off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from these areas. Now, get up and out right now. Loose and let go. Loose and let go. Especially in the area of the soul. I cut everything off our mind. I cut everything off that would be tying in with abnormal passions. I cut the occult connection off that. Off of instability, off of violent tempers, off addictions. I cut all the occult connection off addiction, especially with overweight. I cut that off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. With alcohol, with nicotine, with sexual vices, with drugs, whatever. I cut that occult connection, that occult root off, all the way back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cut it off for selfishness, for gossiping, for egotism, for cursing, for everything else in the soul. I cut that occult connection off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I cut that occult root off holding in religious spirits. I cut them off in the name of the Lord. I cut them off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out. Get out. All religious witchcraft in there. You get out as well, too. All charismatic witchcraft. Get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I cut everything off of holding in antagonism towards religion, callousness, skepticism, a vicious critical attitude, inability to read the Bible. I cut the occult root off there that's holding that back. Get out, you evil ones. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Whatever's holding in self-righteousness, I cut it off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever's trying to shut it down, I turn it back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you evil ones, get out. Get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. Loose and let go. I cut the occult connection off holding spiritual pride in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pharisaism. Leaven of the Pharisees. I cut that off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out. Hypocrisy. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Get out. Insensitivity, the workings of the Holy Spirit, the occult is holding that down. I cut that off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Burn it, angels. Get it out. I want it out. Whatever's trying to shut down the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, get out. Whatever's trying to shut down deliverance, get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. loose and let go. I call for all the Lord's available angels in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with all their weapons to attack and destroy. Attack and destroy, especially with the slaughter weapons. The slaughter weapons. That's right, angels. Rip them apart. I want them gone. Get out. Get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. Loose and let go. I cut all the occult connections holding in medical problems. I cut them off. I cut off any family line curses in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now get out. Loose and let go. Anything of nervous disturbances, nervous instability. I cut that occult connection off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose and let go. Anything of psychopathic and hysteric symptoms, I cut them off in the name of the Lord Jesus. Get out. Get out. Loose and let go. And mental instability coming down the family line, get up and out right now. Mental instability, anything of confusion, get up and out right now. Anything of mind control in there, end time mind control, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Get out. Get out. All of it. Get up and out right now. Loose and let go. Angels, cut the cords off our minds that are binding our minds. Cut them off, angels, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out, you evil ones. I command you to manifest right now. Get up and out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. Anything of St. Zeta stance. Paralysis. I cut off the occult connections on paralysis and command that garbage to get up and out. Loose and let go. Physical and spiritual paralysis. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. Again, cut off whatever's trying to shut down deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you, everyone, get out. Get out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. Anything of epilepsy, freaks, deaf mutes, mediumistic psychosis, anything of mediumistic psychosis, coming down the family line especially, mediumistic psychosis, loose and let go. Get out. Mediumistic psychosis, loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Burn it out, angels, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want it gone. Loose and let go. Loose and let go. All the other problems of being involved in the occult, whatever it is, get up and out right now. I command all the demons to get out, loose and let go. Not only the occult demons, but the secondary ones, the byproducts of being involved in the occult, loose and let go. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Get out. Get out. Loose and let go. I cut off everything of water witching, of divination, of dowsing, of rod and pendulum. I cut it all off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Uterna. I bind, rebuke, and cast that one out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And any other demons in there from the strong men down, get out. Get out. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. All the ones of water witching and divination, loose and let go. I break off any curses coming against us as we have been the byproducts of it. I cut these off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All this garbage, get up and out. Loose and let go. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. All the ones of religious divination, psychomancy, loose and let go. Oneromancy, psychomancy, theomancy, all these ones of religious divination, loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Get out. Get out. Get up and out right now. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. Loose and let go. That spirit of whoredoms that leads people into error. That spirit of whoredoms, get out. I cut it off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lying divinations, I cut it off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out. Vanity, I cut it off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. All the other ones in there as well, too. False prophecy. All the ones of false prophecy. False prophet in the heavenlies. Get up and out right now. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Loose and let go. Come on. Everything here of the occult, get up and out right now. Everything of the occult and related items, get up and out right now. Loose and let go. Anything of psychic healing, loose and let go as well, too. Psychic healing. Whatever shape, form, or matter you are, if you're not of the Lord, get out. Loose and let go. All ones of psychic healings, loose and let go. Loose and let go. Up and out right now. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Anything else of the occult, such as amulets, anthroposophy, astrology, atheism, loose and let go. I rip off the mask, the ungodly mask that have been put on us. that we cannot see the truth. I rip these off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything of astrology, up and out right now. Astrology, horoscope, loosen that joke. I break the cord between us and our supposed sign in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not under this garbage. We're under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that garbage, get up and out right now. Loosen that joke. Black and white magic. Black and white magic, get up and out right now. Loose and let go. I cancel all blood pacts, all ungodly blood pacts that are made by us or our family. I cancel all satanic covenants all the way back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the demons in there, get up and out right now. Loose and let go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Everything of card laying, tarot cards, etc., loose and let go. Charming, all those charming spirits, get up and out. I cut off all charms put on us or anything of ours in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get up in it right now. Loose and let go.
Anything else the Lord Jesus Christ wants out in any area, get out right now. Loose the people and let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Name blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind up all the nasty creatures you left. I chain them, cage them, bag them, box them, put them in caves, rocks, or the caves of light. Lord, shine on bright angel, reading scripture and praising the Lord continuously. I command you demons to be quiet. You wait till next time in true deliverance in Jesus' name. I cover all blood of the Lord Jesus, and in Jesus' name, I loose legions of the spirits of the Lord, life, health, and restoration, while being sound, mind, good, night, sleep. I call upon God's Holy Spirit to fill us full to overflowing and give complete victory over all these nasty critters and especially the occult. Yes, Lord Jesus, we do thank you for what you have done. In Jesus' mighty name and by his blood, amen.
I would like to thank everybody for joining me here today as we study the Word of God. Aren't there so many blessings and promises in it that God has left? But the best one he has is eternal life. It's free, and it's offered to everybody. I would challenge everybody to examine themselves, as Paul said, to see if they be in the faith. And if things are lacking, there's no better day than today, because today is a day of salvation. I know the devil will tell you, you don't have to do it. You don't have to win anything. Well, says Romans 14:12, everybody is going to have to give account of themselves. Everybody. And in case the devil tries sin, you're not that bad. Well, it's Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Being good is not good enough. You have to be godly. And you can only do it through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, our Lord shows us there's two options. Again, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life eternal. That's the way it is. There's two choices. It's God's way or it's the other way. The other way is no good. You don't want that. I don't want to see anyone go that way, but you know, because of the sin of Adam, that's where humanity is going. Everybody is going that road until they get born again. You say, well, is it really like that? Well, you know, there's Romans 6:23. Yep. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life eternal. You know, that's followed up a Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone. So, what's it going to be? I want the best for everybody. You want to maximize your manhood or your womanhood? You got to do it the way our Lord Jesus Christ does. You know, the Holy Spirit is working in each and every one, convicting you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So what are you going to do? You going to turn away? The devil's best lie is, don't do it today. Do it tomorrow. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. You can get saved an hour before you die. Those people who go that road, they usually never get around to it because many times they die suddenly and they just don't have time for that. I don't want to see that happen to anybody. You know, if you had the winning multi-million dollar ticket, you would be running down to collect it immediately. You know, that's what eternal life is. It's better than that because it can't be taxed. Your bank's not going to go under and take your money. Your treasure's in heaven. You're going to collect everything when you go to be there. But you know, you got to confess your sins. You got to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Call upon Him as your Lord and Savior. You know, He's knocking at the door of your heart, as it says in Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open the door, I will enter and come in with him. Yes? The Lord is waiting for you to invite Him in. You say, well, what happens when I do that? Well, God's Holy Spirit will come into you upon salvation, will clean up your spirit, and will seal you under the day of redemption. That's right. You know, when you leave this world because you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, you're going to be up in heaven forever and ever and ever. You're not going to be floating around in nothingness. No purgatory. You go to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. What a great thing that is. And it is eternal security because of John 10:27-28, where our Lord Himself says, nobody can take you out of my Father's hand. Nobody can take you out of my hand. Nobody's greater than us, our Lord said. You can take that to the bank. So what are you going to do? Our Lord Jesus Christ is calling you today. Come. Matthew 11:28-30. Come, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Aren't you tired of all that's going on in the world? Aren't you tired of leading a defeated life? Why not come to our Lord Jesus Christ? He shed His blood for you on Calvary's cross. He loves you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you want this everlasting life, a little simple prayer, just like a little child can do. Lord Jesus Christ, if I have never really asked You into my heart and into my life, I'm asking You here and now to come in and to save me from all my sins. And when you do that, your sins are forgiven. Your name's written in the book of life. And as Romans 8 says, nothing can separate you from the love of God that is given to you through Christ Jesus. Nothing. Yes, your spirit sealed. And when you leave here, you go to be with our Lord forever. And in this life, God's Holy Spirit will work in you, helping you to mortify the flesh, helping you to be more like Jesus so you can do the works of Jesus. So you can be more glorifying to our Heavenly Father. Where can you get a better deal like that? Just ain't one around. So again, I urge you today, before it is too late, seek out the Lord. For those who are born again that have fallen by the wayside, confess your sins. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's right. Your sins that you've committed since will be forgiven. I urge you, seek it out. Do not delay. Be diligent in it. Our Lord has His loving arms open to you. He wants you to come back into the fold. So again, may the Lord grant you the grace and the mercy and peace to be able to follow through this, because it's the best thing that will ever happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen.